meeting today with NFU President Rob LaRue. Can you talk to us a little bit about the Fairness of Farmers campaign?
Oh, absolutely. This is an issue that farmers have and ranchers have known about for a long time. The fact that you have so much consolidation in ag, whether we're talking about cattle markets or crop inputs, fertilizer, there's so many different places where you just have almost a pure monopoly in some cases. And that puts huge pressures on farmers and ranchers and who are trying to eke out, you know, very slim margins anyway. Ultimately, it impacts consumers. The Fairness for Farmers campaign that NFU has launched is really about educating everyone about the challenges that farmers and ranchers are going through right now in this case. We have so many other challenges as well, but if we don't get a handle on getting more competition to make sure that these markets are truly fair and open and transparent, then we're going to be in a big lot of trouble. So Fairness for Farmers, again, is about educating everyone about what needs to be done, the problems that farmers and ranchers are facing, and how we can make a fairer market.
And what are some things that you think must be included in the 2023 Farm Bill?
Well, you know, each farm bill seems to be written just a little bit different, right? There's always some new challenge. Either there's not enough money typically, or there's a new challenge here. And sometime another problem that happens with farm bills is when we get close to one, folks start looking at where commodity prices, for example, might be. And that impacts whether folks get engaged in a farm bill. And I think that's a mistake because farm bills last, you know, at least 5 years. And we need farm bills that are going to be there for whatever conditions throw at us, whether it's the markets, whether it's disasters out there. We need to make sure that a safety net, whether we're talking about crop insurance or we're talking about making sure that livestock producers out there have the risk management tools that they need, or whether we're talking about that safety net underneath prices, farmers and ranchers are always going to be facing those challenges. Farm bills are intended to be there to fill in those gaps and make sure that farmers can stay on the land and continue to produce food. So as we look at the next farm bill, what Farmers Union is pushing for is one that is written for the needs that we have right now. We can't write a farm bill that just kind of like kicks the can down the road because we don't yet know what the problem's going to be a few years from now. So let's make sure that we build a farm bill for all those possibilities.
And what are some things NFU is doing to help beginning farmers?
Oh, gosh. You know, the challenges for young farmers and ranchers to get into the business are so great right now. It's in a couple places, right? We're not doing enough, first of all, and USDA has made this clear that they also need to step up. I've been around this place working on farm bills for so many years, and it seems like everybody talks about beginning farmers in a way that, you know, it tugs on folks' heartstrings. Yeah, we need to get folks out there in the countryside. And yet, the same problem seems to persist year after year. There needs to be a lot more access to land, access to capital, making sure that folks have an affordable way to get into the business, not to guarantee success, but at least give them a foot in the door so that they can begin to build some equity in a business and grow and hopefully raise a family there as well. Ultimately, that's what we all want. We have a long way to go before we can actually see it happen.
With drought across the country and high input prices, what are you hearing from producers?
Oh, my gosh. It seems like any time that we get higher prices, we either don't have a crop in order to sell or input costs go up so high that any margin that we might have had there seems to evaporate. And so those challenges really are persistent. And, you know, I go back to Fairness for Farmers because, you know, it's not the only cause, but the fact that we have so few players in this marketplace really impacts our ability to have other choices and to know, you know, what an open market could truly look like. Folks talk a lot about wanting to make sure that we have a free and fair marketplace, and they don't want the government in place. No doubt. We don't want government regulations. But government does have a role in making sure that antitrust laws in the fertilizer industry, in the input industry, in cattle packers or beef packers, that the rules and the laws that we have in place right now are truly enforced. And, you know, it's not going to be all the solution for the challenges folks are facing right now, but it's a big part of it.
And COVID-19 has brought some challenges to farmers, but also some opportunities. Talk about the food safety spotlight.
You know, first of all, we always talk about the fact that the U.S. has the most abundant, safest food supply in the country. And that all may be true. But what the pandemic showed to a lot of folks is what farmers have known for a long time, and that is we don't have a very resilient food system. So we didn't have food safety concerns kind of growing, going through the pandemic, but certainly folks went to their grocery stores and they couldn't find certain products on the shelves. Ranchers, farmers out there were having to, if they're dairy farmers, some cases they had to dump their milk. Others were having to destroy crops. Others had to hold on to cattle out of condition or euthanize hogs and so forth because they couldn't get into the processing. We need a better system. We need a system that has much more processing out there for all livestock. We need so many different choices across inputs and including fertilizer. Fertilizer right now, in some cases, when you have one supplier, and that supplier is in a country that we have huge challenges with, on the global scene, we're really beholden to that, and this is a question of national security, not just on that fertilizer piece, but really on farmers and ranchers being able to freely produce food for the American people and for the world. If we don't have the right tools to do it, if we are squeezed out by corporate monopolies, quite frankly, that puts our national security at risk.
And how are you encouraging producers to stay positive through this downturn?
Well, good Lord. Farmers and ranchers are probably the most eternally optimistic folks there ever were. When we have bad weather and so forth, it's always next year, next spring, things are going to be better and so forth. We do have to keep an eye on our neighbors because the stress of this kind of cycles of either bad prices or high input costs or climate catastrophes, is likely to stay with us in some respects. But I'm always optimistic that we're going to be improving, that farmers union working together, for example, that we're going to get the change. Some of these challenges that we're talking about, fairness for farmers and trying to get a handle on the monopolization of agriculture, that's a bipartisan issue, something that we don't see very much in Washington, D.C., and gosh darn it, we need more of it. And so in that sense, I'm hopeful that we can find solutions.
Well, thank you so much for meeting with me today.
Thank you.